It will definitely wake them up.
It just made things worse for them. It's gonna be a mountain.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past weekend saw only a handful of matches played in the PSL. 4 matches, 3 draws and 1 win. That win came from Chippa United against Kaizer Chiefs. Chiefs opened the scoring late in the first half before 10 minutes into the second half, Chippa equalised. Unfortunately for Kaizer Chiefs, in the 89th minute, Edmilson Dove put the ball in the back of his own net from a deflection in very unfortunate circumstances. This was indeed an own goal, thus ending the match, Chiefs losing 2-1. After the game, we wanted to get your thoughts, so we decided to ask you, how does this loss, given the circumstances, affect Kaizer Chiefs moving forward? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Soccer Laduma's website has moved to a new digital stadium called snl24.com. Register on snl24.com and enjoy not just the soccer news, but you'll also get to comment on stories, view other comments, save articles to read later, access weather and traffic alerts for your area, and subscribe to newsletters. Go to www.snl24.com and sign up for free.
I understand that we lost and the game, but Sidlalile and the game, during the winning a corner, it was there, but there was no goals. There's no summer part. So, yeah, when it's a cheese, we're going to win. So, you know, it disappointed the Gakulu. Okay, in the last minute, and just lose a game. So, it's losing game. So, and Jungova's final, best final is 33 points. So, for me, now, the game, now, Chippa United, we're supposed to wrap up, isn't it? So, njengoba silose kanje, and next game, I hope ukuthi abafana bazohlangana, babe right, ba win a top 8, because that's the only chance esinayo ukuthi basijabulise.
To all of Makhosi family, we take this loss, learn from our mistakes, move forward, focus on next game, TS Galaxy on Wednesday, and obviously MTN 8 semifinal. What I can say is that our striking force, they miss a lot of chances. We create chances, they don't take them. That's what kills us. So we really need to work on our final third to finish those chances. Every player must take responsibility to make sure that around the box, they do the right thing. Then mistakes are mistakes. Mistakes are mistakes by our players that are ending up costing us points. But if we made one mistake that led into an own goal or into a goal, then why can't we score our 4, 5, 7 chances that we create? And then at the end of the day, we win games by 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 3-1. So we really need to work on our scoring department.
Yeah, I can't detain one. It loses there. As long as it's like a Sitagaban, should you answer wrong? As if men is lose, but a great. I'm a king of a corner on. Chiefs is a legacy, young Gindu and Becker Gutter. He came playing a Gufumanga and a Gufumanga. As Bulele, who plays his Lalila shop.
From my perspective, it will definitely wake them up. It will definitely wake them up. And it will alert them that one goal doesn't win the game. And loss of concentration comes with consequences. So that's why we lost last night. But hey, it's just a wake-up call. We just have to keep working hard and making sure that like we keep clean sheet.
Chiefs should have won that game. So now that they lost that game, it just made things worse for them to challenge the league. It's going to be a mountain again. So they just have to pick up some point from TS Galaxy. If they don't win from TS Galaxy, they should forget about the league or getting position 2 or 3, because we have lost so many points in the first leg.
Painful as it is, it's a blessing in disguise. Moving forward, I think our players are now awake. they'll make sure that every chance that we get, they utilize it. Kaizer Chiefs is a team that can score more than 5 goals a game, given the chances that we create every game that we play. But unfortunately, our players up front, they lack that finishing touch. We create so many chances, but at the end of the day, we only end up scoring 1 out of 10. I think going forward, our players will now switch on and make sure that every chance that we get, they score it. So that at the end of the day, we don't regret the chances that we missed.
Dove's own goal allowed Chippa United to walk away with 3 points. Yes, but otherwise, other than that, he played very well. And then, that loss, I don't think will affect Chiefs that much, because we are playing a good football. But what we need to do is to convert our chances. We are creating a lot of chances, but we are not converting them. You see, if we were converting our chances, we could have or should have won the game very, very, very simply. You see, so what the coach Arthur needs to do is to work with our strikers, you see, our attacking midfielder, how to convert those goals, because we are missing a lot of chances, you know. So, but that is a learning curve, I guess. So, we'll see on the next game against TS Galaxy.
I do not specifically blame Ed Glisser. The mistake that he made, which allowed Chippa to walk away with all 3 points. Even from the beginning of the game, you could see that the boys were not in the game. I also believe that they came with a despising mentality. They despised Chippa. Actually, they entered the field with the mentality of saying, we've won the game even before they played. That's the reason why they never put enough effort into the game. The only effort that I saw into the game, it was around 90 minutes in additional time. That's when I saw that the boys are now in the game. So I think the team or the boys just need to work on themselves and make sure that they always on the game. They always pitch on the game whenever they're inside the field. Because we are not going to collect any points if we come into the game with the mentality of saying that we have won the game even before we play or despising the opponents.
That was an unfortunate goal. But moving forward, Chiefs need to look into a midfield area. They are very disorganized, good players, but disorganized. And that affects also the back line here too. If you look at the goal, the game in Mopelele, we've got good players, but in terms of the organization, our midfield is not organized. It affects the back line here too, whereby Tina, we're only looking at the goals that we're conceding. If you look at all our games, we're conceding goals every game. But in earnest, we need to look at the midfield here too. Our midfield is very disorganized. Good players, but disorganized.
I think the result of Kaizer Chiefs yesterday against Chippa United, I don't affect Kaizer Chiefs too much, because now the focus is on the semi-final of the top 8 at Moses Mabhida on the 23rd. But we still have another game before that against TS Galaxy. The team played well. Yeah, we were just disappointed by our backline, but I think we will regroup for the next game against TX Galaxy. Then we will prepare ourselves against the AmaZulu at Moses Mabhida so that we can qualify for the final. I think, we will reach the final. Yeah, yesterday's result was a wake-up call for our team, our defenders. Yeah, I think it won't affect them too much. Yeah, we will regroup and we will win the final, and we will win our game on Wednesday at FNB Stadium against TX Galaxy.
Wow, Kaizer Chiefs, sometimes you're disappointing us. Why, Mara? Why? Players like Dolly, please, man, come on, guys. You've got so much experience. You've been in football for a while now. We just want to win. Yes, we understand we can't win all the games, but we can't make such unnecessary mistakes. The game was on our side. We're supposed to win that game. The mistake that Dove did, it's everyone can do that mistake. That boy is playing very well, so I cannot complain about him at all. Let's check the next game. I think we will play much better. We need to win cups this time.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.